Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, world famous astrologer, with today's planetary pulse for Wednesday. It's hump day, April 16th, and there's always a lot going on. Imagine that Mars, who has been in the sign of Cancer for, well, since the fall, is now at 29 degrees, that faded degree. And so we've had a lot of planets at those faded degrees, and this will continue to go on because, of course, Venus has yet to reach her faded degree, and so does Saturn. And so what happens when they reach that 29th degree is that everything from the prior 30 degrees have built up. It's tense. But Mars in Cancer is particular because Mars is in his fall, and this represents your struggles. And of course, that's going to be more indicative of your sun sign or where Mars in Cancer is actually transiting in your chart, or, and also where Mars is in your chart, in your natal chart. That always has an influence to this. So there's a few things we look at as astrologers. But Mars at 29 degrees in Cancer brings up the usual Cancer issues. One of them is conception, children, getting pregnant, unwanted pregnancies. Of course, we have the whole women's rights and abortion issues, at stake right now. And they've been quite big issues for the last year or so. And so Mars in Cancer, is housing, it's property matters, it's family matters, it's peace of mind, how you feel. And so Mars will enter the sign of Leo. And of course, he's going to run into Pluto. And Pluto is that barrier who wants to remake, tear down to rebuild. And so maybe for the next few days, you're going to need to be extra patient. you can't let it all hang out. You can't just express yourself, throw things or throw a tantrum or even get depressed about things. Just, like I always tell everybody, let the moment pass you by and then things will improve. And of course, Venus is getting very close to the lunar north node in Saturn, and many could be victimized. So we also need to watch our money and be very careful with who we get involved with, especially if you're going to be committing to anybody or, doing anything that could put you in peril. Because remember, Saturn will return here in the fall. So what you start now with Saturn, and wherever Saturn is transiting in your chart, you're going to have to go back and revisit those things for quite some time. And so we need to be extra careful about the decisions we make right now. But it is Aries season, and we did get through Chiron and Eris, the disruptor, and the Sun, all in the sign of Aries. And again, this brings issues about freedom, independence. And it's interesting to note that with just these two signs, Pisces and Aries, we have things coming out of the spirit realm, things you've been thinking about, mulling over, wishing for, into action. And so we have to always be careful about what actions we take, what impulsive actions we pursue, because Saturn will also be here and he'll be repeating those degrees. Well, Saturn in Aries, of course, may tap the brakes a little bit and help you control those spontaneous and impulsive Aries energies, no matter where Aries is in your chart. So let's watch that. Where are you being impulsive? Where do you want to make a change? What's frustrating you today? Well, there's lots there to talk about, and you can book an appointment with me, and we can see how this manifests in your chart and what to do about it. That's all for today. Have a wonderful day.